This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, we are officially 1 week away from Inauguration Day. Only 1 week more of the pain and suffering under the Biden administration. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. An hour from now, we're going to do Medal of Honor Monday, as we always do. Always a good time. We are going to discuss the system of lies. Why the system of lies? The conversation I had over the weekend with the lady from L.A., she was so confused about her political leaders out there. I'll talk to you about that and explain kind of some things for normies, a way we can explain things for normies. Some of the people on the left are upset with Barack Obama for yucking it up with Donald Trump. The Department of Justice, I have concerns. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. I try to do the best I can to understand, relate with, sympathize with the normies out there, the normies and normas. You probably do the same thing. You are the person, you consume information. I'm not naive. I know this is not the only show you listen to. Or even if it is, you watch other things. You read other things. Good, and you should. So do I. We consume information. We understand power is important. The people who have it is important. What they do with it is important. And so we, as good citizens, are interested, and we dig in. That is not most people's existence. Most people live, work, worship, just kind of politics is a passing thing. Those are normies. That's what we call normies here on the show, the normies and normas of the world. Now, I try to be understanding of that. But I had a conversation this weekend, and it was revealing to me, very, very revealing to me. It was a lady. I'm not at liberty to give you her name, but her situation was she has a husband, three kids, I believe. Husband, three kids. They are L.A. people. They had to escape L.A. because of the fires, but they are Los Angeles people. And she's a friend of a friend. I did not know her. Before this weekend, I'd never met her. But we were out to dinner, big group of us, and she asked my buddy. She didn't ask me. She asked my buddy. She said, hey, what I don't understand is why is nobody stepping up to lead in California? She's not an overtly political person, but her meaning behind it was, why are no mayor, the chief, the governor, somebody, anyone, why is no one stepping up and saying, I've got it. I got you covered here. And my buddy turns to me and he says, I think maybe you're better off asking him. And so we had an explanation, and I started it off this way because she was originally a New Yorker. And everyone's familiar with the Italian mafia families of New York. I'm not naive. Everyone knows about that. But New Yorkers are intimately familiar with the various things the various crime families of New York have controlled at various points in time. And, you know, they always divide up the city. You'll control this. You'll control that. Well, one of the main areas of control for the Lucchese family, I can't speak for today, but historically has been JFK Airport. Now, control, meaning if you're going to steal something from JFK Airport, that famous Lufthansa heist, things like that, you have to go through the Lucchese family. Most likely they'll be involved in it, but no matter what, if you're going to do it, you better be kicking some money up to it. Again, I'm not saying that's how it still works. That's how it used to work. Probably very similar today. And what I said to her, she was a New Yorker, what I said to her was, you're wondering why none of the politicians in LA, LA City, LA County, California, you're wondering why no one is stepping up to help and just take charge. You know what that's like asking? That's like sitting around wondering why the Lucchese family is not building a new, better, more efficient parking garage for JFK Airport. That's how odd the question you're asking is. You see, yes, they're affiliated with the airport, but they're only affiliated with JFK Airport in that they're there to pillage JFK Airport, the goods and services coming in and going out. They're not there to improve things at the airport. They're not trying to make your run through security that much smoother. They're not there to make sure the parking garage is built and built well and efficient and you get in and out. And if you even suggested something like that to them, they would laugh in your face if they didn't shoot you in the face. For them, they're there to pillage. Why do you think just because they're there, they care about your parking situation? They don't give a crap if it costs you $55 a day to park your Subaru in there. That means nothing to them. Well, here in the United States of America, as we've discussed, through years and years of neglect from normies and normas, we have in place in this country, this goes way beyond one city, an entire system of politicians and bureaucrats who never, ever, ever give a serious, heartfelt thought to whatever you think they should be in charge of. We'll just set California aside for a moment. You could go down the list of the Biden administration. You know, it's always fun to make fun of Mayor Pete, the old rear admiral. But let's look at Mayor Pete. There he sits as Secretary of Transportation. But how did he get there? Why is he there? He was the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Not a very good one. But he's aspirational. Comes from a family of communists. Decided he wanted to run to be the Democrat nominee for president. So he throws his hat in the ring in their primary, and he tries to run to be that nominee. Now, remember, you're not going to become the Democrat nominee for president without the support of the black community. You simply have to have the black votes to win the nomination in states like South Carolina. Pete Buttigieg, because of his preferences, struggles in that particular community. So he flamed out pretty quickly. Sorry about that pun. My bad. I didn't do it on purpose. He completely flamed out. What a shock. But he didn't flame out all the way, you see. They were busy clearing the field for Joe Biden because Joe Biden was going to step in and be the nominee. And what happened with Mayor Pete, allegedly, is the same thing that happens all the time. Someone in the Biden administration and the Biden campaign at that time pulled him aside and said, "Hey, Pete, look. No, you're not going to be president. You're not going to be the nominee this time, but we know you want to be one day. Why don't you drop out, endorse us? We'll give you some sort of a prominent role in the upcoming Biden administration. You'll be able to keep your name and face in the news, so your name ID will go up. You'll get to do, quote, important things. And then 4 years from now, you want to run again. You'll be better set up to run again in 4 years than you are now. Sound good? Sound good." Pete nods his head. Very familiar thing for him. Nods his head. Sounds good. I'm all in. Boom. Mayor Pete, with no experience whatsoever, becomes transportation secretary. But why is he there in that position? Why is it him? Why is he in the position? He is there because they wanted him out of the presidential race and endorsing Joe Biden. That's why he's there. Why transportation? Because that was just the first place they could find, the most prominent place they could find, given how popular or unpopular Pete was. It was the highest position he could hope for in a Biden administration. But when it comes to transportation, you know, train derails, a chemical spill in East Palestine, you name it, problems at the FAA, anywhere. It's not just how much does Pete know, which we already know is nothing because we already explained why he's there. It's not just that Pete doesn't know. Pete doesn't care. And so maybe there's a train derailment somewhere, and you, no matter what you are, Republican, Democrat, normie, norma, Obviously, especially if it's a big thing, you would look to the transportation secretary, if you're a norm or a norma, and you would say, hey, transportation secretary, hey, Pete, what do you know about this? What are you going to do? But Pete has never given transportation a second thought. And he most definitely doesn't care about a train derailment or planes falling out of the sky unless they're his own. The Lucchese family's not going to fix the parking garage at JFK. And if you elect a soulless communist, they're not going to even try to fix your city because they're on a totally different mission. You see? We'll keep this up in just a moment. Before we do that, I'm going to give you something free, no cost. You see, everyone knows about Hillsdale College. Everybody knows. You want an elite level education, Hillsdale College. We're all dying to get our kids into there because you don't want to send them to some commie training camp. But what if you could get some of a Hillsdale education at no cost? They have Constitution 101, no cost. You want to learn about the history of the ancient Christian church? No cost. How about the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, you history geeks? No cost. You want stories from the book of Genesis? No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse allows you to enroll over 40 courses, no cost. Man, free wisdom? Come on now. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, 45 minutes from Medal of Honor Monday. And, oh, I forgot to tell you, we got a couple ghost stories in the email. I'm so excited about this. We may believe in ghosts by the time this whole thing is done. All right, so back to conversation I was having with a friend of a friend this weekend. I told you, she just didn't understand. Why is nobody stepping up? Why are none of the politicians in California stepping up? You see even apparatchiks like John Carl on ABC News. He's sitting there asking these California people, hey, you were given 500 Marines to help. Why didn't you do anything? What?
Secretary Austin, the Pentagon authorized 10 helicopters, 500 Marines back on Thursday. How is it? My understanding is, as of now, correct me if I'm wrong, California hasn't made the request to use them yet. Why is that?
You know, I'd have to defer to the incident commanders, right? The incident commanders on the ground know what the needs are, where they...
That's the FEMA lady, of course, passing the buck. And it actually brings me to the owner of the LA Times. Owner of the LA Times came out and talked about the LA Times endorsing Karen Bass for mayor and how it was a mistake. I want you to listen to this.
First of all, we'll accept some blame, right? So at the LA Times.
Okay, so he's owning some of it. That's good. At the LA Times, we accept some blame. Okay.
We endorse Karen Bass. I think right now up front, that's a mistake. And we admit that. So I...
Now, I'm actually going to stop right there. Did you hear what he just said? What
I thought it was very... First of all, we'll accept some blame, right? So at the LA Times, we endorse Karen Bass. I think right now up front, that's a mistake.
A mistake. All right? But it wasn't a mistake. It was a choice that came with consequences, you see. And if you find your federal government, your military, the Secretary of Transportation, Los Angeles, California, if you find it is run by people who care nothing for it, who only fail and fail and fail, then you can walk it back from there and figure out how they get there. How they get there? The voters put them there. Okay, why? Did the voters make a mistake? Did the LA Times make a mistake? Was it a, oh, whoops, my coffee was there on the edge of the desk. I didn't mean to fat finger it. Now it fell over. Now I've got to clean up coffee. That's a mistake. You see, the people who put these people into power didn't make a mistake. They made a conscious choice, and they don't like the results of a conscious choice. And that is so, so incredibly difficult to accept when you are the responsible party. If I hire a security guard for the house, let's say we're getting more death threats than normal, and I go looking for these security guards, and I go find a security guard, and I hire the security guard for the house. I did the vetting. I looked into it. I picked this guy. He's going to guard my house. And we take off to go out to Red Lobster for dinner. We want something nice that night. And we come back home, and the security guard has cleaned out all of the food in the house. He's actually raided the furniture from the living room. He left the front door open, and he's gone, nowhere to be seen. Did what I do, by me hiring that guy, was it a mistake? Is that a very fair characterization of what I did? Or is that how I would like to present it to the wife? Oh, man. Woo. Made a mistake there. Whoopsie. No, it wasn't a mistake, actually. I screwed up. It was a decision. A decision that now we are paying for. And the point of me owning that decision is it will help me make better decisions in the future. That is 100% my fault. The security guard I hired cleaned us out. I will dig in more in the future. I will do more vetting. I will get references because my bad decision-making has brought us to this point. The LA Times and many others like them, they did not make a, quote, mistake when they endorsed Karen Bass over Caruso. They made a conscious decision. Here's this accomplished business guy. Here's the black DEI hire for DEI reasons. We choose Karen Bass. And that leaves us with a situation where we are now run by people who don't ever think about us. We simply don't cross their minds. They didn't get to that position by merit, and they're certainly not going to perform in any kind of a merit-based fashion while in that position. These are lifelong scumbags who fail up and fail up and fail up and fail up. And once you do that long enough, you don't all of a sudden become a high-performing person as soon as somebody needs you. If I'm a lifelong loser who's never done or accomplished anything in my life, and Nike happens to be going bankrupt, and they hand me the reins of the company just because it's really, 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 really important that I perform well, doesn't mean I'm going to be able to do the job. If you've made conscious decisions to vote along party lines, vote for the furthest lefty, vote for the woman, vote for the gay, vote for the bleh, vote for the bleh, if you've made decisions like that, then you are going to have dirt balls running your country, and now we do at every single level. So how are they going to handle it? This is not about LA. This is about America. How are these apparatchiks going to handle it now that things are crumbling a bit? We'll talk about that next.
Jesse Kelly returns. Next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or leave us a voicemail, 877-377-4373. Gosh, it feels good to be starting the week.
Can I get a witness?
Now, how? How is the system, as things crumble, as things go wrong, because that's really, in the end, what dooms communism. It simply doesn't work. It spreads misery and death. And so after a long enough time, people will move on. But how does it last as long as it does? The Soviet Union, for example. How does the Soviet Union, how did it last as long as it did when it never worked? It was always horrible. It never worked. How? Well, lies. wise or how communists operate. And don't think for a second they have to be small lies or shading of the truth. They'll tell gigantic, outright lies to your face. Sometimes specific lies that are actually quite easy to refute.
But my initial...
This is Adam Schiff.
But my initial understanding is the reservoirs that the Palisades were drawing on, these 3 million gallon reservoirs, were full at the initiation of these fires. But they're intended, frankly, they have the capacity to put out.
That's not true. That's a documented fact. That's not right or left. In fact, we have pictures of the empty reservoir. That was Adam Schiff just lying. What do you do? What do you do when the system is in trouble? What do you do when people are questioning the system? What do you mean? Why were the reservoirs empty? Why didn't the fire? You lie. You lie about everything at all times. He's not alone. Newsom did it too.
The reservoirs are completely full. The state reservoirs here in Southern California. That mis and disinformation, I don't think advantages or aids any of us.
That's an outright lie. But it doesn't have to be specific lies, you see. We've talked about this before. This is one of those little known things about Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger, he's one of the ones, he gave a talk about it one time. I've got to find it. I don't know if there's audio. I've looked and I could never find the audio on it, but he gave a talk about this statement. Have you ever heard this statement? Support the troops or support our troops. You ever seen that? You ever heard that? Support our troops. It's a very, very common phrase. I bet you've said it. You've either said it or you've heard it. Maybe you've been at a political rally where someone was holding up a sign, support our troops. Sounds good, but Kissinger, when he was talking about it, he said, well, what does it mean? What does that mean, support our troops? It doesn't have any actual meaning. It sounds great, so it's a way to rally people behind something that sounds great. But when you actually dig into it, it can really mean whatever it is you want it to mean. Maybe if you're some deranged leftist, maybe supporting our troops means more drag shows on base. Maybe that's what support our troops means. Maybe if you're a kill them all, let God sort them out type, maybe support our troops means better guns, better bullets, better medical care, better training. Maybe that means support our troops. If you're one of the more hands-off, maybe pacifist or non-interventionist types, maybe support our troops means you simply never engage in combat anywhere. Support our troops means nothing. Except whatever it happens to mean in the eye of the beholder. So as things crumble around us, you'll see that Joe Biden got up. He was giving a foreign policy talk. This is what he said.
Put together one of the most competent foreign policy teams, I would argue, in American history, sitting in this room and before my eyes.
I put together one of the most competent foreign policy teams in American history. Well, what does that mean? how do you judge that? How do you gauge that? What does that mean? By any stretch of the imagination, it has been 4 years of embarrassment. Not even bad 4 years of embarrassment. What happened in Afghanistan? Keep in mind, that wasn't an American story. Internationally, many, many, many countries in the world who have wanted us to crumble or at least stumble, they sat back and they laughed at us. They laughed and they cheered that we were humiliated like that on the world stage. We just up and pulled out of there one day with no plan. Now the Taliban, the group we were allegedly fighting for 20 years, now they're driving our Humvees and flying our Black Hawk helicopters in military parades. They're using our NVGs, and the world laughed in our faces. In no terms could you describe Joe Biden's foreign policy record during his four-year presidency in anything positive. Even if you're a Democrat, you can't sing the praises of it. If you're me, I'll just trash the whole record, but you have to lie.
Put together one of the most competent foreign policy teams, I would argue, in American history, sitting in this room and before my eyes.
His national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, got in on the lies, too. Something that means nothing. It's support our troops. You see, Americans were safer than they were 4 years ago.
So I think the American people are safer, and the country is better off than we were 4 years ago. And we're handing all that off to the next team, as well as having the engines of American power humming. Our economy, our technology, our defense industrial base, our supply chain.
We're safer than we were. What does that mean? Well, nothing. Of course we're not. Let's do a couple emails, shall we, before we get back into this whole thing. Jesse, the ATF has been put in charge of investigating the source of the fires burning in L.A. Yes, this is part of the problem of having institutions that are rotted out from the inside out. Now, I didn't need anything recent to help me, to teach me how to hate the ATF. Those of us who've been aware of this organization have hated it for a very, very, very long time. But as other government agencies have been more recently exposed to being evil and corrupt, the ATF is finally getting its reputation trashed the way it should have years ago. And we're all realizing that this is yet another corrupt government agency designed to crush our rights. And they turn to it and they say, hey, these guys will figure out who started the fires in L.A. Well, this one, here's a good one. This is from Bill Malugin. He's a really, really sharp reporter. Per ICE sources, the man seen in a viral video being subdued by residents and arrested by police with a blowtorch near the Kenneth Fire in West Hills is an illegal alien from Mexico named Juan Manuel Sierra Leyva. He's in custody on a probation violation. He's not been charged with arson. I'm told ICE will place a detainer request on him with the LA County Sheriff's Department, but they do not expect it to be honored due to California's sanctuary state law. You see, they grabbed a guy who had a blowtorch. And the cops won't even hold him, even though ICE is requesting it. In fact, he's being protected because he's an illegal. The systems we have in place, like the ATF, they're not only not capable of finding the real crooks, the likelihood is if they do happen to find them, which they would have to stumble on them to find them, if they do happen to find them, they will probably run cover for them because they don't view their mission as stopping them. They view their mission as stopping you. And that brings me to the other thing they're going to do as systems, communist systems around us fail. And we'll get to this final thing before we do Medal of Honor Monday. Maybe we'll even tell a ghost story next segment before we get to that. Let's get rid of the pain in your life. The nagging pain that makes your life worse. It happens as you get older. Body parts of it start to fail. At least it all fails at different times. One day it's a foot, the other day it's your neck. But that daily nagging pain that holds you back is not something you have to live with till the day you die. It's really genuinely not. You can try to get rid of it by ignoring it. I promise that doesn't work. You can try to get rid of it by masking it, or you can actually get rid of it with Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. It's a supplement. The longer you take it, the better it works. Relief Factor doesn't bank on gimmicks or anything else. They know it works. How do I know? They sell three-week quick starts. $19.95, you can take it for 3 weeks. If it doesn't work, I'm asking you right now, please don't order any more. Don't waste your money. Why do you think so many people call and order more? Over 70%. It works. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. The one other thing they're going to do is things crumble. Next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. 10 minutes from now, Medal of Honor Monday is coming up. It's going to be a fun night tonight. But the other thing the system is going to do is things crumble, as things fail. You know, they're never going to own it. They're never going to care. They don't care. But they're going to lie about things. Everything's good. No, we took care of everything. Or in the most extreme cases, they will use what's happened as evidence that they must push their sick religion even harder. And before you indict America's communists as just the worst people who ever lived, which they might be, remember, this is the most human nature thing ever. If you read anything about historical societies, they will do, we'll make it about the Aztecs. The Aztecs, why so much human sacrifice? They're famous for their human sacrifices. They loved it. They would just slaughter people in mass. They had entire temples dedicated to slaughtering people in front of everyone. They would slaughter children. They would torture them. It was just a monstrous, monstrous society. But what's the point of all of it? Is it all just demonic? Well, no, demonic is the foundation of it. But the people themselves always convince themselves that, well, we have to do this if you want better weather. There was always some sort of religious purpose for it. We need the soil to be extra fertile this year so the corn can grow. We need more rainfall this year. We need more this. We need more that. Well, one thing you'll see over and over and over and over again is they tell me I have to sacrifice 10 innocent kids. And if I do that, the gods will honor it and the rains will fall. So I go, I grab 10 innocent kids, I pull their fingernails out, I kill every single one of them, and it's a drought. The rains don't fall. Well, what people do not do is they don't internalize that and say, wait a minute, I was told 10 dead kids meant rain. I killed 10 kids, it didn't rain. Maybe I'm being lied to about this whole rain god thing. That's not how human beings operate. Human beings operate the same way the Aztecs did. They say, oh, well, 10 wasn't enough. That was just an appetizer. Turns out the rain god is super bloodthirsty this year. Somebody go get me 50. We'll do 50 kids, and then the rains will fall. You see, you can go to your liberal Aunt Peggy, and you can point out things like dried brush. You can point out things like saving water, meaning sending water to the ocean to save a fish. You can point to all the facts on the ground, but the real truth is the communist religious zealots will use no matter what happens as simply evidence that their religion is real.
Take a look at the monthly change in Google searches. Look at the searches for wildfire, up 2,400%. My goodness gracious, this is the most amount of people searching for wildfires ever going back since Google Trends began back in 2004. But look at climate change. Look at the change. It doesn't go hand in hand with wildfires. It's actually down. It's down 9%. And I also looked in California. There has been no increase in the number of searches for climate change. So the bottom line is this.
Listen to the disbelief from John King at CNN. I said, well, I don't understand. They're looking for wildfires. Why are they not? They're not even blaming it on climate change. Here's an article. Climate change contributed to a week of wild weather that upended life in the U.S. That's according to the AP. It didn't. But it doesn't matter what happens. The communist will lie about it, and he will use whatever happens as evidence that he was right all along. You can point to all the dead brush you want. You can point to all the empty reservoirs you want. He will either lie about the fact and or he will simply make it as evidence he was right. And evidence his enemies are not only wrong, his enemies are dangerous. Something has to be done to his enemies. You see these fires? What are we going to do with climate change deniers? I mean, they're these people that are denying what's happening. That's why they believe in censorship so much.
He's complaining about the Biden administration, you know, yelling at them to say, you know, get some of this COVID misinformation off their platforms. I mean, isn't that's sort of what the White House should be doing, right? I mean, tell folks to get this garbage off these platforms if you can.
One more thing on this before we move on. We'll do Medal of Honor Monday. We'll tell some ghost stories after that, do other politics things. You see, the truth is, evil people are going to continue to do what they've always done, and they're going to try to break everything. We have to continue to wake Norm and Norma up to what's going on. That lady I had a conversation with this weekend, who was just, she was genuine, a really sweet human being, and not some moron either, but she really genuinely didn't understand why it didn't seem like the governor or the mayor cared. And to her credit, she did listen and she absorbed it. And you should have seen how despondent she was when the scales fell from her eyes and she realized what I told her was correct. That through years of neglect, years of voting Democrat, you now have a government that doesn't care at all. That's the truth. I care about not losing all my money, about you not losing all your money. The printing has not stopped. The spending has not stopped. And as of right now, there's no indication it will. They can tell us till they're blue in the face about all the money they're going to cut, but that's not true, and you know it. So what are normal people supposed to do about that? If we can't get them to cut spending, what do? Well, we make preparations. That's it. You don't have to go crazy. You have a retirement? Make sure gold or silver is part of it. Precious metals need to be part of your retirement, period. End of story. Everyone will tell you that. As far as your physical possession goes, yeah, you need some of that too. Call Gold Co. Best reputation out there. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Over 6,000 five-star reviews. Over $3 billion in gold and silver placed. That's Gold Co. Free kit. A free 2025 gold and silver kit. You want that? Go to jessielikesgold.com. At least go get your kit. jessielikesgold.com. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.